When he was inaugurated, Pope Benedict remarked on the various types of deserts that exist now in modern society. He spoke, of course, about the desert of material poverty, which is certainly a growing problem internationally and nationally, and even a problem here in our own society here in Potomac Falls. And so you know we have our food drives each month, and during the summer we'll have the campaign where we try to collect cereal for those children who will no longer be receiving the breakfast at their local school. It is good for us to try to address that desert, that material poverty. But Pope Benedict also spoke about the emotional and spiritual desert that results from a purely materialistic vision of life. Our efficient, wealthy, consumer society has not produced a great harvest of human happiness. We know this. We're more aware than ever, perhaps, of the growing strain of hopelessness, of ugliness, of violence, the increasing denial of human dignity on so many different levels. In these circumstances in which we live, where the moral values of society actually have a corrupting influence, a corrupting effect on our citizens, you and I, we Christians, need to hold ever more strongly to the central symbol of Jesus' preaching, of course, the kingdom of God. We need to have a deepening understanding of the rich symbolism of that parable that our Lord uses in so many different ways to speak about the kingdom of God. As things grow darker and bleaker in society at large, we have to return more faithfully to our source of light and hope, the way of God's kingdom, and the harvest which He desires to reap in this world. And this is what our Sunday readings point us to as we return once again to ordinary time, that regular march towards heaven. God, we know, we can speak of this kingdom of God and this symbolism of growing plants and biological fruitfulness in two ways. Firstly, on the level of individuals, we know God works individually, drawing each one into His divine Trinitarian life. He molds us and shapes us in His own holiness. But secondly, we know the kingdom of God also speaks to a more societal level. That God, when the people are open to it, can transform cultures to create a community where our vocation to live in communion with God is more easily discerned and embraced. And we need, you and I, to consider both those workings of God. And it works on the second level because He is working on the first level. The imagery of today's readings invite us each to commit ourselves to think about how God is doing this. To think how we might receive the seeds of the kingdom in the soil of our souls, in the concrete circumstances of our own lives, and to cooperate patiently with God as He brings them to harvest. As He surely will if we cooperate with Him, if we are willing and welcoming towards His efforts. In the gospel, it says that the kingdom of God is like a farmer who goes out and sows his seeds, and the things grow and he knows not how. Now, for 4 years at William and Mary, you know I was a biology major, and so I was able to study how those things take place. I remember initially thinking, oh, I have to take a botany class. This is going to be horrible. And yet I absolutely enjoyed that class and wanted to take more after that. And so I could tell you how those things are taking place. And certainly on the level of the gospel, we know that there's the sowing and the watering, perhaps a little bit of weeding, and then eventually the harvesting. But underneath all of that, there's a thousand different things, a trillion different things really, taking place. And we could spend lecture after lecture going over those things, the science of photosynthesis and how it all, it's fascinating. But not needing to get into that, we can still consider how this is a parable for you and I in our spiritual life. You and I can be aware of just a few things going on in our lives that we need to do. The harvesting, the tilling, the plowing, the weeding. How do we do that on a spiritual level? By reading the Word of God every day. By praying to God, communicating with Him every day. By weeding our lives, both in the confessional, but also out in the world, weeding out those things which are hindering our spiritual growth. Getting rid of them, taking them out of the way. But underneath it all, Jesus is telling us that underneath those few spiritual actions which we are doing, God is at work in a trillion different ways. Ways that most of us perhaps are not even aware of, but which are capable of being known. If we ponder what's going on in our hearts, if we look to see God's action in our lives, if we study Him, we will see how He is transforming our hearts to bring forth an abundant harvest. Perhaps many of us consider our efforts, our own spiritual life, to be nothing more than a mustard seed. We think, what do I have to offer? I am so small. Especially as we look to society at large and we see how dark and how grim it is. We see how anti-Catholic it is. We think to ourselves, what can I do? What about little me? And Jesus today in the gospel says, it begins with that little mustard seed. It begins with little you. The kingdom of God placed in your heart through the sacrament of baptism. That little faith, even if it's just that little, can become something abundant. Can become a plant which can be harvested, but also a plant which it says the other birds of the sky will want to come and dwell in. You can't, or at least you shouldn't, look at yourself and say, my faith is too small to do great things. My faith is too small to bring other souls to Christ. My faith can't do it. Because the chief actor in our spiritual lives is God. And He can do those amazing and great things. Underneath all of our actions, God's grace is at work, transforming us, if we allow Him to, into something great, into a harvest of eternal life and happiness with Him. Like the mustard seed, we can seem unimportant, and our efforts seemingly without effect as we wake up and go to sleep each day after day. And yet the effect over time, when we are praying each day, confessing each month, and trying to do those few things which the farmer must do, can change us and then change the world. I think of St. Ignatius's famous questions. He has a little series of questions he asks. What have I done for Christ? What am I doing for Christ? What will I do for Christ? Today's gospel is not simply a pious story from the years gone by, but it is asking you and I today to follow and give of ourselves. Asking us, how can I do something today? When I leave this church, what will I do to extend the kingdom of God? How today will my life be different? If we don't have an answer for that, then we need to. Because it begins in the small little actions, day after day after day. What am I going to do today to allow the kingdom of God to take root in my soul and to start to grow, to start to develop? Jesus elsewhere in the gospel says, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. My brothers and sisters, what will you do with your mustard seed? And when will you start? St. Paul in the second letter to the Corinthians twice tells them, be courageous. And if we were to mix that message with that of the gospel, we could conclude by saying, inspired by St. Paul and filled with God's grace, I have a mustard seed and I'm not afraid to use it. God will collect a great harvest if we give Him the little bit that we are.